Thank you, guys. Welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Jessica Wellington.
And I am Felicia Michaels.
Yes, as you can see, Felicia's not here at the moment. She is in Las Vegas. So we have Jason Tebow as our guest host today. Thank you for coming in.
Glad to be back. This is always fun.
Woohoo! He's also our producer right here.
That's me.
Johnson, Lane Walker.
That's myself.
And our producer in the box back there, Mike Evans.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
In the box.
You guys know how this works. If you want to play along, Austin's going to help us out there with that. We're going to have our guests tell two stories each. One's true, one's a lie. We get to figure out which is which. Help us figure out what is what. I'm a little doped up. I just...
what does that mean? That could mean anything. It could mean you're on steroids.
Okay,
it could mean
you're...
That could be anything.
HGHing.
Have you ever had tooth pain?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
I had not.
Oh, God. Oh, really?
Dude, it's you're lucky.
I just had it for the first time, and it's the worst pain I've ever had in my life.
Your whole head hurts.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to die.
Like, so bad you have to, like, keep swishing water around. Pass out.
The only thing that would do it was cold water.
Been there.
Yeah.
And all I finally went to the ER last night, because I have a dentist appointment Monday, but I was like, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah.
And they gave me Norco's.
Oh.
Yeah. What the hell is that? All this
pain
new
medication.
Shit.
Yeah.
Is that Soma's?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's stronger than that.
Usually like a Tylenol 3, like a codeine Tylenol.
Yeah, codeine.
I was like, you have to give me something.
Yeah.
I usually turn down medication.
And probably an antibiotic too, right?
Because an antibiotic and Motrin, of course.
Been there. That shit sucks.
Yeah.
Worst pain.
Yeah.
So if I kind of doze out, it's just like, I'm not used to it.
I'll lean in. I'll lean in if he does that. Felicia will lean in.
Jason will pick it up.
Austin, like
Felicia's
voice
is so deep.
You want to introduce our lovely guests?
I would love nothing more. This gentleman across from me hosts a podcast called Dogma Debate. You may have heard him on More Stories with Jay Moore or The Adam Carolla Show. Maybe you've seen him on CNN or Fox, Jessica.
Ooh.
This is Mr. David Smalley.
Yay. Yo, what's up, guys?
Are you saying that just because he looks like every white Republican we've seen him on?
No, you racist.
You definitely look like a gun owner. You definitely look like a gun owner. Do you have a gun?
Is this part of the story yet?
You could lie and say you don't.
What did you do on CNN and Fox?
I was a commentator both times on religion. That's kind of my background, my specialty.
And you were like, if you don't do it, you're going to hell.
Other way around.
Other way around.
I agree.
You think religious people drink monsters?
That is true.
It was actually back whenever the Mormon church said they were being progressive. About allowing gays to, like, I guess, breathe in their synagogue temple thing.
Oh, wow.
And they brought me on to be like, hey, you're an outspoken atheist with his own podcast. How do you feel about the Mormon church being progressive? I was like, they just started allowing black people in the pews in 1979. Let's not
Is
call
that
them
it
progressive.
Was?
Yeah.
It was not long ago.
Only white people could have what they call the Melchizedek priesthood. They are not the leaders of progressive.
Oh, shit. He's got his knowledge.
So that's why they brought me on. That's why they brought me on. I didn't know
Mormons didn't torch. Like black
I already
people.
Think that first story's a lie.
So I don't know religion. He's speaking out his ass.
Yeah, people hear CNN and me, and they'll just assume I was holding a tiki torch. It's
wow.
Not me, so that's not me.
I mean, I could see it. I just
wait, where are you from?
Texas.
What part?
Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Okay.
South Fort Worth, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I lived in Athens.
Oh, okay.
Near Tyler, Texas.
Yeah, well, that's not Texas, but okay.
Why does everyone
that's
say
just
that?
Almost Louisiana. So, okay. Oh, yeah. We don't count you.
There you go.
Hey, I'm not from.
Not because you're black. Not because you're black. Not, oh, I can stress that.
Oh, that's what. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no.
That's what we mean.
Athens. Oh, yeah.
That story was true.
Sorry.
Okay. Right. This is going to be fun.
You got one more.
And that's been the show.
Texas.
Everybody, we'll be right back from this break.
Next to me, this really nice guy just killed it at the Joe Rogan and Friends show here at the store last night in the main room.
I did not give him that credit.
He is open for Bill Burr. He's open for Hannibal Buress. I personally just got to see him at the Laugh Factory. I think it was the New Faces Showcase. Anthony Davis was on it. Stuff.
Yeah.
Very funny. Chappelle Lacey.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, I get a clap. That's
you did, yeah.
Now, we've heard nothing but good things about you. Every time, you know, I told people you were coming on the show, and they're like, oh, my God, we love Chappelle. I love Chappelle.
Oh, man, that's so nice. I try to keep to myself, too. That's what's so weird. Everyone loves
That's
me.
Why people in L.A. think you're nice. You're not constantly giving your resume.
Yeah. I didn't realize how real that is here.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, my Uber driver gave me his whole catalog about his acting career.
I will never tell an Uber driver I'm a comic.
You want to see my reel?
I've done it, and I gave him a pin.
Well, that's different. You got merch. Slinging merch. You're slinging merch.
I know, yeah, you're slinging merch.
And the guy that designed
it. I had half a taco in my pocket. That was it.
Yeah, you're like, what are you going to get?
But it just happened to work out perfect. The guy collected pins, loved comedy, and he was like stoked.
Yeah.
So I
that's fine. That's an acceptable one. Then.
Okay, thank you.
And then he went and saw the mule, and he was like, holy shit, I've got a pin of that duck.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I'm on HBO right now, bitch.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, wow.
That's actually great.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I heard you say that. You said it one night, Friends and Family.
Yeah, I'm on the
Mule. Yeah, that's awesome. That's fucking great.
Yeah, I'm going to be on Netflix in January.
Bruh. She's fucking up this town.
Anyway.
I went straight to DVD on my movie.
My career.
I was in a movie. I was in a little film called Schindler's Fist. Maybe you saw it. I was the girl in the red dress at the end, limping.
Oh, shit. True story. True story.
That one is true. That one was true.
It's a true story.
Okay. Oh, well, that was a good
fucking hilarious.
And that's been the show, everybody.
Yeah, I know, right? It. How do we follow
everybody
that?
Everybody feel good now?
Oh, shit. I got to take the cap off and drink.
That will help.
We should get started, though. Who wants to go first?
Yeah, right.
What did you say?
Who wants to go first?
I don't know how this works.
Arm wrestling.
I've never been on the show before.
Well, I wrote David first, so I guess.
So do I do one and two? Or
no, one.
Oh, okay. One.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter which one?
And if you
and then we'll guess at the end, but we're going to quiz you. So we can stop you in the middle of your story.
So can I guess?
Absolutely. Yep, we all will. And you can actually, you know, if he's like, you know, blank and blank year.
Ask questions.
I didn't have a cell phone yet. And you're like, what year did you not have a cell phone? So you can kind of throw curveballs at that.
Vote too at the end.
Yeah,
with us.
I get to vote. I get the,
as long as you're not telling the story, you can ask questions. Yeah, absolutely.
We're allowed to vote.
I mean, no. You guys should have voted a lot better last election, but yeah,
it's California, not Texas.
Okay.
If our audience does play along online,
okay.
If you start to crack under their questioning, because they're becoming very good at this game.
Really? Yeah, they're good.
So if you start to crack, don't reveal until Jessica tells you to reveal at
the end. You guys don't look like pussies. But
you don't, but you never know. You never know.
If you crack, I will slap you.
Okay, I will not crack.
And she's high on drugs
She could.
I have an excuse.
Why'd you hit
Although
him?
I didn't work for
I don't even remember hitting her.
I don't remember.
I was on Ambien.
Ambien, yeah.
Oh, God.
Get Roseanne Barr the whole room.
That's fucking hilarious.
So, David, would you tell us your first story?
All right, I'll go first.
Okay.
And I'll lead it with the punch. I'll summarize it and tell you the details. I was an accessory to robbery.
Again, you fit the profile.
Yeah, I mean it works. I didn't really know I was going to be an accessory to robbery, but I was kind of a little thuggish. Like I hung out with like some gang members.
What year is this in your life?
97.
I'm saying, is this high school? Is this college?
Yeah, I was 17.
Okay, okay, got it, okay, got it,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, I drove a little red Nissan truck with a stick shift. I was like the only one with a car.
Mm-hmm.
And we pulled up to a gas station, and I was with like, I guess, two or three dudes. Some were in the front, some were in the back. And they were like, yo, we got you. What do you want? And they were like trying to just tell me to stay in the car. Like, what do you want? And I was like, Dr. Pepper. I was like, pretty straight-laced kid. And
you said somewhere in the front, somewhere in the back. Was this a single cab truck?
It was, yeah.
So you
I had a stick shift.
Two in the front,
two in the back.
Probably had two in the back, one in the front. Jerome. I remember Jerome was in the front for sure because he stunk.
Right,
he was a stinky ass.
Jerome
ever smelled good. There's never been a Jerome that smelled good.
Well, is Jerome? Black.
They were all black. I was the only white guy there.
That's what I'm saying. I couldn't see a black man sitting in the middle with the stick shift between his legs and letting you shift.
Yeah, that could just be. Yeah. No, you're right.
All right.
It was a small truck, so more than likely it was one dude in the front, two in the back.
Okay.
So anyway, we pull up to the gas station. They're like, "Yo, we got you. What do you want?" And I was like, "Dr. Pepper." They go in, and then they came running out. And the way they were saying it, I don't remember exactly what was said, but I got the vibe that there were other gang members from like another gang in the store. So they were like,
in a gang?
They were in a gang.
They were in a gang. I was just kind of hanging out with them. I wasn't really in, but I was
You're just the gang driver.
I was just around them. I was just hanging out. It was a trailer park.
Okay.
And I was just a little
Got you.
Yeah, kind of hanging out with them.
Got you.
And
trailer
so they
park
came
in
they
Texas.
Came Yeah. In Everman, Texas actually, South Fort Worth. And they jump in the car. They're like, yo, go, go. They jump in the truck. They're like, go, man, go, 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 go. And I just slammed in reverse. And something that they said made me think there were other gang members in there. So I just bolted. And then they were like, yo, cut the lights, cut the lights. So I did a thing where I, like, rolled to a stop and used a handbrake so, like, the taillights didn't come on. And I pulled in somebody's driveway. And we, like, laid down. It was, like, quiet. And then when it chilled out, I was like, yo, what happened? And they were like, and they pulled out this little thing and had a bunch of money. And apparently one of the dudes had a gun.
I thought they'd steal you a Dr. Pepper.
No, that would have been cool. But then they had money, and I was actually kind of pissed because I was a pretty straight lazy.
How much money did they get?
I don't remember exactly.
Mm-hmm. They didn't give you a cut?
No, I did not get a cut of the money.
They didn't give you gas money?
Maybe later that night because we hung out the rest of the night.
Did you get the Dr. Pepper?
Damn, I don't even remember if I got the Dr. Pepper.
That's fucked up.
Man. That's funny.
Yeah.
I think it was a last-minute decision. I think they ran in there with just like, this dude.
There's nobody in here, let's jack it.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
That's always the smartest heist.
Sad thing about it is a couple of years later, that dude actually, the guy that they robbed got shot in a robbery. It wasn't my friends.
Was it Jerome that shot him?
No.
Like, I don't remember what it looked like, but he smelled like shit.
He lived. Jerome smelled like
shit, had a gun.
he lived through it. The guy, he just got shot and then sold the place. Like, he didn't die.
Oh, he didn't die. Okay, good.
No. Yeah, so that's
what was the name of the establishment that they robbed?
Easy Mart.
Okay.
So hold on, how did they get caught then? If you laid low,
they didn't get caught.
They didn't get caught.
Oh, you just were assessor. You didn't get caught.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And I'm not worried about it. The statute of limitations on that shit is 5 years in Texas. So mm-hmm. I'm concerned.
Ooh,
I was scared. I was nervous for a while.
Yeah, no.
I was nervous. So. Wow.
I know my rights.
Yeah, no. I didn't talk about it.
I don't know nothing about no Jerome, but in 5 years, ask me.
Yeah,
I know that sneaky motherfucker quite well.
There's a sheriff watching in South Fort Worth right now.
God damn it! I almost had it.
I need statues of limitations.
Oh man, that's good.
Well, that's a good first story.
Stuck good to details.
Yeah, and it makes him look like a badass.
He clearly looks like a badass before we even started.
Online, Ken Lofgren says, I'm not sure if I believe Jeff Ross Syatt on this one.
That's good. I like it.
Damn.
They do little names. It's a thing.
Oh, they do? Oh, yeah, shit.
They always nickname our guests some type of parody off of a celebrity's name.
It's hit or miss.
They call me Ellen Degenerate. No, they don't, but they should.
They should.
Yeah, I know.
They should.
That was a good one. Why doesn't he believe him? He just wanted to say that name.
He had a really good one last week. Carrot Top Hinchcliffe for Kristen Lundberg. So since then, he's been like hitting it out of the park.
Carrot Top Hinchcliffe.
Fuck.
Killing the game.
Hey, wants to see my new puppet?
Whatever strain you're smoking, you keep buying that, Ken.
Oh my gosh.
What's in my trunk? Millions of dollars.
Fuck.
Well, I'd hate to break this out.
That story is hard to decipher because there wasn't a lot of juggling. There wasn't anything that got wonky. Like,
no, it was very cut and dry.
Yeah, that's
very cut and dry. Yeah. Nissan, red truck. I mean, those are the only real details you gave us, really. But nothing of the guy.
What was the license plate? I'm kidding.
Were wearing. What were you doing beforehand?
We were at a park.
Smoking pot, I would assume.
No, I didn't smoke weed.
Oh, that's right. You said you were very straight-laced.
Yeah, I was pretty straight-laced, yeah.
Well, what were they doing?
We were all just hanging. Actually,
you so straight-laced, but like hanging out with gang members?
I know that they were my only friends in the trailer park. We just hung out. We were hanging out by a...
You had a car, that's why.
Yeah.
You were the guy that had a car in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were all high school age.
Yeah, yeah. One dude was a little bit older. I think he just got out of high school.
Damn.
I said just got out of high school. Like 19. Yeah.
I had a guy I was talking to in high school that went to prison, and I was such a dummy. I drove up every weekend, like 3 or 4 hours away to go visit him.
For conjugal visits?
No.
I'm saying that's worth a ride. If you're just going up, you are a dummy if you're not getting fucked.
I will say,
here's the taco you wanted. See you tomorrow.
If you're feeling low or maybe not as good with yourself in high school and you're not feeling pretty, go to a prison.
That's good advice.
Bro, did she just drop gems on us right now?
That was nice. Also, that's why she's on HBO.
Wow.
That's why she's on HBO.
Wow.
That is totally why.
I also feel like I'm watching Jessica slowed down about 10%.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. It's the funniest thing.
Someone's cranking it. We better get this other story going. She's going to be asleep by the fourth story.
And her big cackle.
Bullshit.
Go I'm glad to jail. You feel
it because I didn't know if it was me or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, it seems a little slurred, but we still love you.
I didn't know if it was me or not.
Oh, man.
Jamel Lacey, story number one.
Yes, please.
Story number one. So I'm a big punk rock nerd.
Yep, know that about you.
Diehard punk rock fan.
Did not know this about you.
Yeah, yes. Very much so. Guitar and, player. Like.
Yeah, and when I was... I want to say I was 16 years old. So I grew up in an abusive, you know, home. Mm. And punk rock was like that thing that like saved my life.
You yeah, because you got that rage out.
Yeah, got that mm-hmm. rage out. And there was just something about going to punk rock concerts that were a beautiful thing. And
Parents together?
Stepfather and biological mother.
Okay.
Who got you into punk rock at a young age?
My best friend Joey. Mm-hmm. Joey D'Amato got me into punk.
Did he stink?
Joey fucking stank. I'll say that shit right now, bro. Joey stank.
The stinky episode.
All them motherfucking punk rockers stink.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they don't know what hygiene is.
Not like Jerome, no.
That's a different type of funk.
I will never forget Jerome's funk. That was a strong one.
So, you know, I always gravitated to just going to concerts. And I remember one time I went to go see two of my fucking favorite bands. It was fucking Circle Jerks and GBH.
And this is also in high school?
This was in high school.
Okay.
I remember I ditched...
What is GBH?
Grievous Bodily Harm.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to do that. Why did I do that? Why did I add that? That was I didn't even need to add that.
GBH was his childhood.
I know. Now you're going to question the story. Like,
he just growled at me like Tony the Tiger. Yeah.
But it had a little bit of a sexual bite to it.
It was, yeah. You're totally right. You're totally right.
She's so doped up, she can't tell what it is, actually. It's just me smiling. I'm just smiling.
Great.
That band is great.
Right, right. So anyways, I go to see this band. I remember I was a cheerleader, too.
Yeah.
Competitive cheerleader.
I know that.
And I
know that
ditched cheerleading practice to go see these bands because, you know, this was my shit. You know, this is punk rock. And so I go to see these bands.
What town is this in?
This is in
Mesa,
Arizona.
Okay.
Okay. And it's at this venue that was a little bit bigger than where most punk rock shows are held.
Is this how are you getting into this concert when you're in high school? You have a fake
it
ID?
Was all ages.
Oh, okay. Okay. There you go.
All ages show. All
right. Mm-hmm. Don't hit me. Don't hit me.
Right. I know, right? Just for a simple question.
No.
Like, what the fuck?
Come at me.
So
you're like adding all the emojis verbally.
I know. You mean emoji Brian over here?
I know, right? So anyway, Circle Jerks is the first band playing, right? And what was weird about the show is that they had barricades, and usually punk rock shows don't have like barricades. So we thought that
in front
was
of the
weird.
Stage,
yeah, in front of the stage.
Okay.
So that was a weird thing to a lot of us punks. And Circle Jerks, the lead singer, was the first singer for the band Black Flag, which is one of my favorite bands.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the last song they played was a Black Flag song. And so he was like, come up and sing it if you want. And then, like, he just said it to anybody. He just said it to the crowd. And so I fucking, the song starts playing. I hop over this fucking barricade, right? And
you're probably the only black guy there.
Yes. And I get...
Are you?
This is not a good look.
No, there was probably two of us.
Yeah.
There's probably two of us.
And was the other one doing this? No. No. You're ruining it for both of us. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stay back. And I hop over this barricade to go sing this song. And then I get tackled by a security guard, right? And the security guard is like fucking holding me down. And I'm like freaking out because I'm not that big of a dude at the time.
Yeah.
And he's holding me down. And all of a sudden I see his head like bobbing like this. And he's getting fucking punched. And all I hear is, get the fuck off him. Get the fuck off him. And the security gets off of me. And all of a sudden I look up and a hand reaches out and it was the lead singer of the Circle Jerks.
I was wondering.
So he pulls me up on stage And like I'm singing over his shoulder. He fucking looks at me, gives me the microphone, and lets me finish the song.
What was the song?
Nervous Breakdown.
Can you sing a little bit?
I'm about to have a nervous breakdown. My head really hurts. Bro, don't fuck with me.
I knew there was no way he would not know that song.
I know, right? He knew. And then I did a backflip right after, which was like...
I was going to say, why didn't you just cartwheel away from that security guy?
So one thing that sounds weird to me...
Go ahead.
Go for it.
...is I was a lead singer in a band.
Okay. Hell yeah.
We had a decent following. We had the same thing with the whole all ages thing.
Yeah. I loved your band, the White Power Rangers.
Oh my God.
I'm on fire tonight. I got a set tomorrow. I hope I stay this funny.
That's really fucking good.
That is fucking really because he's from Texas and there's the Rangers.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving
Walker,
parts.
Walker, wow. Texas Ranger.
It's layered. It's layered, as we say. Yeah. It's layered. Anyway, so I would. I don't understand why he wouldn't just pull the dude off. Like I could never imagine myself.
I mean,
punching a dude.
I think
in the
that's
back
a punk vibe, though. I think that's that punk vibe.
I don't know. I wouldn't punch it.
But I see what you're saying.
I'd be like, yo, stop. I would like pull the guy off, but not hit the guy that protects me. You know what I mean? It's weird that he would punch him in the back of the head.
He was punching him.
Ken Locke.
Hard.
Okay.
Ken, we got some Facebook thing. YouTube. Yeah.
Yeah. He had several questions. What year? What time? What area?
That year was
Mesa, Arizona.
Mesa, Arizona. That was 2004. Yeah, that was Mesa, Arizona in 2004. It was the venue was Marquee Theater.
Okay. Mm. By the
way,
was
there another question?
No, but I'm watching them because they're on a bit of delay, so they just got your singer there. They're all like,
what was the question? Oh, got it.
How old are you now?
I'm 32.
And you remembered the theater name?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't think that's weird at all.
Yeah, he's saying.
I think the drugs are kicking in.
I know, right?
You remember your mom's name?
I'm supposed to be.
Oh, investigating. On fire, man! You're on fire.
Fuck it, James.
What's your mom's name? Oh, this is good.
Oh my God!
I honestly don't remember a lot of details as a kid. I think I blocked out.
Well, right now,
I don't think you know where you are right now.
I know, right?
Guys, let's get off of this rowboat.
She was trying to put the lid on that water too. She's like, I don't remember a lot of details.
Oh my gosh!
Just, like her hand was moving in circles.
I've actually never seen her drink a water on this podcast. Man. So that just goes to show you how bad it is right now that she feels
water.
This is hilarious.
Diet Coke all the time.
Yeah, but not with the tooth.
Fucking A. It's so fucking funny. I don't remember a lot of things as a kid. You don't remember anything right now?
I know.
Because I had a traumatic childhood too, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think we all did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like.
Oh, I completely agree.
Somewhat, yeah.
90% of us in this.
He was driving killers to rob banks. What are you kidding? Of course he had a.
Yeah.
But that was a good one.
Kia says it feels like something you wish you had done back then. And that's a good note.
Yeah.
Is what?
It is like this is like a dream
like
scenario.
A dream.
And I also would say this, and I'm not going to guess anything because I haven't heard any of your second stories, but what one thing people do a lot is like take a true story and then embellish it. Mm-hmm. Like I think he was at that. Maybe he was at that concert.
Maybe he made himself out to be more badass than.
Yeah, or maybe he wished he got up there and did that, but that didn't. I don't know. We'll see.
That would explain why the punching in the head detail didn't vibe.
Yeah, there's. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Michael. Right. Michael.
Evans.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on both of these first stories?
I think that's a pretty good point about that's like a perfect fantasy situation. I'd go to like an NBA game as a kid. And you'd play it up in your head. Like, what if for some reason we're like, you know, somebody's floor seats are available. We got to take them. Then everyone's injured. There's no one that can play. And they put me in and I get to hit the game winner. You know what I mean? That's like the dream scenario. Like, yo, what if for some reason.
I don't think that would ever happen. I think Jessica on her drugs right now could block any shot you would throw.
He gives you that? Damn.
But I can't see him because I'm staring into the sun.
Oh, shit.
I don't know who fucking said that. I have no clue.
You didn't.
Is that Mitzi? Did Mitzi just say that?
Right. Yeah, it is me. Mitzi. It's me, Mitzi.
Sounds just like her.
Yeah. I believe the first story for David. I don't know about Chappelle's. Ever since the whole fantasy situation thing, that is like the coolest thing that could happen. You go see your favorite band. Not only does the lead singer save your ass from getting punched, Then he's like, yo, do my job and everybody's going to love you for it. It's just too cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, that would be. Would you describe that as a highlight of your life?
Yeah.
Would you describe that as a highlight of your life?
Oh, one of the biggest. That's when I knew punk rock was like the thing. That's when I knew. I was like, this is my blood.
The way he said one of the biggest makes me believe that story.
Do people know this about you? Like, know that you did this?
People bring it up.
Were you with friends?
I was by myself.
You went to a punk rock concert by yourself?
I can go anywhere by myself. I ain't scared. I went and saw fucking, who'd I go
in high school, though?
I went to my own wedding by myself.
Jason's killing with me back here.
Guys, get me on stage tonight. I'm losing so much money right now.
He's so fucking ridiculous.
He's usually not this good.
I know. I fucking agree, bitch. You need to do more drugs.
But I have a hard time believing in high school that you would have went by yourself.
Were you a loner? Were you a loner in high school? Did you roll alone a lot?
I was a loner. Everybody knew who I was, but I didn't have very many friends.
I was like,
was the school mostly white?
My school? Mm-hmm. My school was like a weird mix. It was, I'd say there was more white than anything.
Okay.
But like, I mean, there was black kids and Mexicans and stuff like that. Yeah.
They're wondering online what are some of your or maybe one of your other biggest memories. If that ranks high among your biggest life moments, what would another one be?
Of what do you mean? Like in a specific situation?
Something that meant that much to you.
Comparable.
Getting to perform with Henry Rollins.
Wow. Okay. Musically?
I did a festival. Called the Sonic Temple Festival, and they have the comedy tent.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, so it's a musical fest that has
it's so funny because I was the only comedian on the lineup, but it was me, Henry Rollins.
They had a whole tent just for you?
Yeah, because it was a 3-day festival.
Uh-huh.
And so they had, but like Henry was telling me, he goes, these festivals are great for comedy and like the spoken word stuff because at a point in time, people are just sick of the...
They need a breather. A breather.
So everyone shows up.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Good story one. Good story one.
Yeah, I don't believe it yet. But.
Well, you haven't heard his other story when he was in outer space.
I just don't think he would have went alone. That's my biggest thing. Not in high school.
I actually could see
the abuse.
That.
I didn't want to be home.
I could see that, too. Actually, I could see that, too. That was your safe place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
And I think it may be different for guys, too. I think guys are more likely to just go somewhere by
themselves. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree with that, too.
You didn't take a girl. You didn't have a girlfriend you were talking to at the time.
Why do you got to make him sound so lonely?
I know, right?
You just weren't laying.
You didn't go to a prison and pick somebody up?
I know, right? Like, fucking, what is this? How many drugs did you take? You didn't take a girl. You didn't fucking.
You couldn't get pussy when you were 17, faggot.
Like what the fuck, dude?
What were you, fucking, a black guy in the punk rock? Right? Yeah. Jesus.
Lacey leaves this place just so feeling so bad about himself.
I know, like, right? I was like, damn.
She's right. I should have got more pussy back then. What am I, chop liver?
Fuck.
Well, I'm sorry.
That's good. That's good. I'm excited to hear your second story because your first story, I felt like perhaps was true.
Okay.
That one maybe had a little more holes in it than his first story, but let's story two.
Yes. Okay. Story two. So I don't have as many details because it was a long time ago. I was about 8 years old, as far as I remember. And I always used to, my mom always, like, I spiked my hair up. Remember back in the day?
Sure, of course.
What are you looking at me like that for?
I was 8 years old.
She doesn't even know you're in the room, bro.
Remember.
She doesn't know you. Yeah, I mean, what does that even mean? I might have been 8 and a half. It was important back then.
Hey Mitchie, can we kill her, Mike?
Be patient.
Okay.
This is where we put, now the patience is kicking in.
This is weird.
There's a backstory to why she is the way she is.
So my mom had plans on July 4th, and so she let me go with a babysitter that lived next door. And the
same trailer park?
No. We actually lived in we lived in a house until I was 8, and then my parents got divorced, and we moved
to
the trailer park when I was 8. So this was right before I moved.
Sure,
to the
parents are still together now. First story, they were divorced.
Well, weird thing about that, they got divorced when I was 5 and lived together as roommates for 3 years. Divorced.
Both, I'm sure that was fun.
Both dating other people. You know what? I did have a traumatic.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
And other people across the hall.
Yeah, but as long as they were happy,
this really fucked me up. I need to be laying down to tell this story.
I know, right?
Yeah, this is more fucked up than I realized.
This is like therapy for everybody. Yeah, we're all going to just go outside and chain smoke and cry and hug.
Yeah, well, earlier when you're like, everybody's fucked up, right? I'm like, I didn't have it that bad. And I'm like, my parents were fucking other people. And I was watching, and it was across the hall from each other. And
they made me tape it. They made me tape it.
Anyway. So she let me go with a babysitter. The girl's name was Patty, and her boyfriend, I think, was named Jeff. I'm almost certain his name was Jeff, but I'm a little unsure on that. But so I she used to babysit me all the time. So it was not a big deal.
How old is she? You're 8.
She's 6. She's my sister age, so about 6. 16.
High school kid. She's a high school kid.
Yeah, yeah, 16, 17 ish. Right. Yep. Yeah, because my sister is almost 8 years older than me. So about that. And they took me to some kind of lake. I remember there being a pier. Okay, there was like a little pier thing. And they were supposed to just like babysit me, but they wanted to go shoot off fireworks. And they took me with them.
Daytime or nighttime?
Nighttime.
Okay.
Yeah, it was dark. And we were out on
like
the pier.
Like me dark or?
Darker.
Oh, damn.
Like okay. Your shirt.
Damn. All
right. Okay, keep going.
You are wearing a shirt, right?
Yeah, no, this is a tattoo.
Oh, I thought you were shirtless. Yeah, okay, wow.
It's Oasis.
Oh, I love Oasis. I'm like, this guy spent a lot of money on that tat.
That'd be so fucking funny.
All right.
And just for your story to show that you're a fan of punk rock. Okay, I'll shut up.
Is it all a ploy? All right. So
they want to shoot off fireworks.
Yeah, they want to shoot off fireworks. And they got this little... This one little, it was the little ball, they call it Jumpin' Jack, I think, mm-hmm. where it goes, yeah, they had like racist names for them in Texas, but I remember being called a Jumpin' Jack.
And we called them the Dancing Spick.
No, it was worse than that. Anyway.
Really?
No, I'm kidding, I'm totally kidding.
So he
said it was a racist name. Like, what's the most one of a racist name you can name a firework?
Never say it into a microphone. So this guy lights it, and I'm at the end of the pier. And he lights this Jeff guy, I think his name's Jeff. He lights it and then throws the little ball toward me. And I have nowhere to go.
And you're in the end of the pier.
I'm at the end of the pier. He thought it was going to be funny. I think in his mind, it was probably just going to go off into the water. And I was be like, yeah. For some reason, I panicked and just like covered up. Like I was already down like on my knees. And I like covered up and like fell to the ground. It hit my hair. With hairspray in it, lit my
hair. Oh, because your hair's spiky.
Lit my hair on fire, smoldering at the very least.
It's never grown back since.
I jumped. I jumped up. I felt my hair on fire, jumped into the water to put the fire out, and I couldn't swim. So I went from having my head on fire.
That's a cartoon.
Can you swim now? Can you swim today?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
To almost drowning. The dude that threw the thing reached into the water and pulled me out.
Pulled his firework out.
Save the firework first. No, he pulls me out and he's laying there like, oh, it's not a big deal. I was freaking out. I was shaking. I was terrified. To this day, I have an absolute phobia of fireworks. Like it, when people shoot off fireworks,
they're going to say piers.
I want to get. I get like I want to fight. Like, I'll go
to
big ones.
Swim at 8.
I don't know. We were poor. Lived in a trailer park.
That's why they just throw you in and say sweet.
At what age did you learn to swim?
12.
Because of that incident?
No. I don't really connect the two. I think 12 was the age because at the trailer park there was a pool, but you couldn't stay at the pool by yourself until you were 12. So I just stayed in the little kid inn when I did get to go.
Gotcha.
And then when I was 12, it was like, okay, you're going to be here by yourself.
Who taught you to swim?
My sister.
Learn to swim.
So I'll add one more thing to this so that you know, about 6 or 7 years later, that guy that threw that firework at me got hit by a train. He worked for the railroad, got hit by a train, and it cut his legs off.
Now, how do you know
that? Did he live?
How do you know that and not know for sure his name's Jeff?
That's a good point. Ooh, so they ended up breaking up. I'll tell you.
Look who's coming back around.
Look who needs another pill. Look whose tooth is about to hurt.
She's making sense. Watch out.
She does this. Wait. I'm on a podcast?
Where did you people come from?
Get out of my house!
Oh, my God.
They ended up breaking up. And he moved away, but they stayed in touch as friends. And my mom was best friends with her mom. So when we moved to the trailer park, they stayed in that house. But it was right down the street from the neighborhood. So it was a small town. It's Everman, Texas.
And then, like, someone gets their legs cut off by a train, everybody in town knows that story.
Exactly. Yeah. So, yeah.
Okay. Also, and he lived, and is he alive? He's alive today. Just has no legs.
I don't know now. But as far as I know, yeah, he should be. But we
did he ever apologize to you?
No.
Why? He got his...
Then he got what he deserved.
I mean...
He got his legs chopped
off. Yeah.
Yeah, no, he never apologized. I don't
Lieutenant
know
Dan.
I don't know. I don't know that he ever connected the two. He wasn't like a train where he was, shouldn't have thrown that firework at that kid.
Yeah.
I don't think he connected.
Yeah, who fucking connects?
Karma's a bitch,
that's
though.
The last but thing to he's me, thinking about.
But to me, when I heard that story, I was like, I feel less bad than I would for anybody else. Yeah.
But that did happen in Joe Dirt to the girl's dad. He was so mean in the whole movie, and then at the end, the revenge was he gets his legs cut off by a train.
Oh, really?
And I hear the laughters of confirmation behind
Have you ever seen the movie Joe Dirt?
I've never.
Maybe you know, he lifted that plot.
Seems like I did see it, but I don't remember that part.
Yes, seems like you did see it?
Yeah, I'm really bad at remembering movies, guys.
And
really
apparently bad. Jeff's name.
Yeah, his name's Jeff, I think.
His name was Jeff Davidson or something like that.
I really don't remember.
Everything's foggy.
Well, it's all right.
I have a toothache.
Somebody online just said a second ago, it's funny to me how I used to absolutely loathe Chris Tebow, and now he's my favorite. And I said, yeah, Chris is a real jerk.
Chris is a real prick.
Thanks, Cal.
Mike, you have anything on that one?
Man... I don't really have any reason to think that it couldn't be true off the top. It's just that his first one felt so real. It felt so natural, him telling it. It just seemed straight to me. And this one is a little wilder.
Felt very cartoony.
But they're both like, I want to say extreme, but they both have like very like grandiose payoffs.
Yeah. I mean, nobody got caught out of
He tagged it with a guy getting his legs cut off 3 years later. Six years. That's some detail.
I think either way, his parents did divorce and then continue to live together. That felt pretty real.
Damn.
Hey. That did feel real.
They still live together. I'm dating his mom.
That did have a familiar stench.
That's good. That's good.
Lacey, you have any questions on that?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For some reason, I connect with this story more than the other one.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like 50-50 on that. I'm going to have to really think and hear everybody else's opinions on that.
You're also used to being mistreated by white people. I see.
Yeah, I am.
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the connection.
Who is
it? Actually, white people treat me great.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like punk rock.
It's fucking...
He was a cheerleader.
That's true.
No Oasis t-shirt.
You're the Trojan horse.
Right. White people treat me like shit. Just so
man. Yeah. I'll fix
he
that.
He could have been playing it up. Like, oh, Jeff, oh, no. That's his name.
So. Oh, I didn't think about that other angle where it's like, I'm going to make my true story but sound like Jerome. I'm confused on details.
Right, yeah, people
he
do knew, that.
He remembered Jerome quite clearly.
Well, he stank like hell, so how could you not?
Yeah, that's a stench.
But he wasn't sure how many were in the front and how many were in the back.
But if the first story is a lie, Jerome is your go-to black guy name.
I know, right? There's better ones out there. Come on now.
I went to high school with an Amisi.
Yeah.
Amisi is like that's got to be a real name, you know? Okay, that's great.
Good enough.
I'm going to have a hard time with both of yours. Okay. Lacey.
All right.
Story two.
So at this time, this was... What was it? It was 2013. It was for my 26th birthday. Mm-hmm. I was living in Orange County at the time.
What brought you there?
I had a family friend that I was living with, and I was trying to do comedy out in L.A.
Okay.
But that was the cheaper
route.
Free place
to stay, yeah.
Yes. Mm,
sure.
And so I was living out there, and then I was also cheering at a competitive cheerleading gym in the Orange County area.
Right.
And so...
As you do.
Huh?
As you do.
Oh, we were world champs. Come on now. Undefeated season. I got rings and shit.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do.
Cool
yeah.
ones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They look like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like,
cool.
Yeah, like the Super Bowl style ring.
Every guy wants to win a ring or a belt.
I know. I got rings, more rings than fucking most fucking punk ass football player dudes. I'm like, fuck you. You can't talk shit.
I love anyways, that.
Do
you ever put all of them on all 10 fingers and just beat the fuck up?
I just needed one, man. Chauncey Billups. That's all I needed. So... for my 26th birthday, Boots Electric, which we all know is Jesse Hughes from Eagles of Death Metal, was playing.
I did know that, but
what? Damn, I'm teaching y'all white culture. Okay, yeah. So this is cool.
Electric. That sounded like a kid's book. What was that? Electric
Wizard?
Electric Company?
Yeah, that's what I was.
That's not a book. That's a show.
She's kind of there. She's kind of there.
She's coming back.
That's what I thought of.
Yeah. So one of my homies that I was out here living with in the family friend's house, I was like, dude, for my birthday, I want to go see Boots Electric because I hadn't seen it.
Is your 26th birthday coming up?
26th okay. birthday. It was, mm-hmm. January. My birthday is January 23rd.
It's a lie.
Anyways. No, that's a funny one. And so I was super excited, and I was drinking at the time, you know, and I was a pretty...
You're 4 or 5 years sober right now?
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. And I was a pretty heavy drinker, and I loved to rock and roll, you know what I mean? Yeah, I did. Uh-huh. Hey, you know what they called me? A radical dude with a rock and roll attitude. All right, come on now. God. All right, so...
You sound like my stepdad or something. I know.
That, all that was missing was like finger guns.
I know, yeah. Radical dude with a rock and roll. Oh, yeah. I gotta add that to it. Yeah.
That is a wide ass move, double guns. Right,
yeah. So I was like, yeah, I want to go see Boots Electric. He's like, let's go do it, you know.
And where was this concert at?
The Viper Room.
Oh yeah. Shit.
Ooh. So we drive out from Orange County to the Viper Room, right? And I geek out over that dude because I think he's one of the most rock and roll fucking people. If you don't know who he is, you know. If you don't know who he is, audience, look him up and you'll see
not
he's
right
the most
now,
rock and roll. Oh, not right now. Don't do it right now, motherfucker. Most rock and roll dude, and I just fucking...
And you can also geek out about that venue, too. Yeah. If you've never been to that venue, so it's, if you're a punk rock fan or a rock and roll fan and it's your first time at the Viper Room, you're like...
So much fucking history.
Yeah. That's where Joaquin Phoenix's brother died.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's his name?
River Phoenix.
River, yeah.
Come on now. teaching y'all white culture. This right before Boots was about to come on, like they're setting, you know, the band's setting up and they have the curtain or whatever. Boots. And there was this lady and her boyfriend. They were pretty fucking drunk too. They had to, they were like,
what time is it now in the night?
Shit. If they're already drunk, they probably went on at like maybe 10.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe 10 o'clock. And she's like talking to me. She's like, he's so hot. Like kept saying it to her boyfriend, and which was weird to me. And I was like, why does she keep saying this? And, you know, so he would leave and go get them drinks. And every time the boyfriend. And every time he did, she would like grope me. You know, we like
start. You.
Yeah,
start I've been in that scenario
me,
before.
Start grabbing me.
I've been there too.
Yeah,
no, I've been in that scenario before.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
been there.
Yeah,
like, story of my life.
and to rewind it back, what was so weird about that is that her boyfriend and I had like one of the greatest conversations about the L.A. punk rock history because he's from L.A. He grew up.
Then you were her type.
In that scene.
Welcome back.
Anyways. So he kept going to get them drinks, and every time she would start groping me, he'd come back, she'd stop.
Define groping. What is she doing?
So she would stick her hands in my pants.
Down your pants. So she's grabbing dick.
She's grabbing
dick.
That's
not just groping.
That did not happen to me. That is not.
So
I got flirted with. I got flirted with.
Oh, you got that happened?
Yeah.
Oh, different story for you?
Yeah.
So then.
That's a hand job. Like, that's not just groping.
Yeah.
It was a nice hand job. But anyways, so she was like, I was like, how old are you? She was like, I'm 49, which I was like,
And you, it's your 26th birthday.
Yeah, that's my 26th birthday. And like I said, I'm a radical dude with a rock and roll attitude. And so, damn it, fuck, I gotta remember that.
You gotta remember that.
We'll edit it
in. So,
we'll fix the post.
Needless to say, Boots come on and they start playing, right? And I want to say in the first song, the second song, boyfriend leaves to go get drinks again. She pulls my hand. We go to the bathroom, and we fucked. And I missed Boots Electric. Was probably the most disappointing part of the story.
Men's room or women's?
Men's.
Stall or just lock the door?
Stall.
Stall? Just bent over? What position are we talking about?
Just bent over.
And y'all were in there that long?
What was she wearing?
Huh?
What was she wearing?
She was wearing all black. She was wearing like a
pants or skirt?
Pants. It was like these tights, and she had on these boots. I'll never forget those boots. It was like these fucking boots. I'm like, you've been hanging out on Sunset for a minute now. It was like some old rocking boots.
Yeah.
She had, and I don't want to be mean, but she had a crater face. You know what I mean?
Like she had a lot of pimples.
I already know which story is true and which story is false.
You really?
I'm positive.
You're positive.
I have no more questions, but keep telling your story, but I have no more questions.
Well, I was going to say, you might think that the first story makes you seem cool, but this makes you seem way cooler.
Did he, was he looking for her? Was he, what was a boyfriend doing while you guys were fucking for 90 seconds?
He was drunk too, though.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like, it, every, we were back. Like, we were all like seriously, like going to one of the, like seeing Boots, like you're getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Right. And she, you guys probably came back and she was like, oh, he was showing me to the bathroom.
No, I didn't go near his way. The fuck?
Oh, after that, you just...
Fuck no. Split. Yeah.
I mean, you didn't see Boots perform, but you saw Boots.
Yeah.
Did you ever talk to her again? Did you get her number?
No. You know what? She told me to say...
She's his ride home tonight. So,
I know, right? Yeah, we still kick it. So she was like, take my number down. And I was so drunk, I get out my notes.
She's so old, her number was 15.
So I get my notes out, like, and she was like, what did she say?
What phone did you have at the time?
I had an iPhone, the iPhone 4.
And it was what year?
2006. It was 2013.
Yeah,
I was 13. Okay, 13. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
it was the still more blocky type of iPhone. And what did she, I think she said, save, she goes, put me in your phone as Dirty Diana. I never forget that. She said, put my name in your phone as Dirty Diana.
You do sound like a 46-year-old rocker right now.
Did you ever contact her again?
No. Mm-hmm. I didn't, because I didn't even
yo, you faked it. You faked it.
I got out my notes.
Was it good sex?
It was fucking
freebie. Sex. Yeah, it was a get out of jail free card. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it took a little bit to get it.
Did you use a condom?
No.
Good question.
I sound like it was English to me in my head.
Yeah.
Did you use a condom?
Prophylactic.
Did you spray this bird down?
So you didn't. You didn't.
No, raw dog.
Did anybody else think it was weird the way that he said something that just slipped my mind? Sorry, it'll come back to me. I looked at your face.
You had a face going on, like you had something to say.
Yeah, no, yeah, I'm forgetting what it was.
Sorry, what did I cut you off?
About his iPhone or?
Hold on.
There was tights. There was boots. Diana.
No, he was. Oh, the boots. Yeah, when he said about the boots, that he seemed very like. The boots. You know, like he seemed very overly enthusiastic.
Well,
he did buy a ticket to see boots.
He didn't see the boots he wanted to see.
Well, the name of the band was Boots. That seems too coincidental to me.
It was because like she had these motorcycle like style old boots.
Did you slip something in my drink?
Because I
do you have a toothache?
Hey, would someone slip something in my drink?
Everybody in this room.
I don't know, Jessica.
How much
longer is the show?
Two and a half hours, and then we're going to start the show.
Like 15 more minutes.
I'm about to vomit urine if I don't go to the bathroom, so I need to know if I need to get time to go.
Yeah, like 15 minutes.
Oh, my God. Can I go? Can you talk to him?
Hurry I'll
be
right really
back.
Quick?
I promise. Okay. I have double beverages today. I'll be right back.
You should pee in the bottle right here on the show.
No.
Genie in the bottle. Rub me the right way.
Johnny Gill.
I will say, I think what you're trying to say is, if you made that story up, it was not a very good job. If you just connected, she wearing boots?
Oh, the boots. It was
I remember.
I know my answer. With Chappelle, I know my answer.
Okay,
you know your answer.
I'm
Chappelle.
Very positive.
Let's hear it.
Do we want to do his?
It's too early. We won't reveal later. But
do you know him as a fuck machine?
I mean, my mouth does.
Oh shit.
That is what when they introduce him on stage, usually
is that
they
a boom
say,
quote?
He keeps fertilizing my mouth.
Oh, is that what he said?
No.
Oh, I was like, that's so nasty.
I know, it's nasty.
God.
I don't know what's in the air tonight, but the audience seems to be a little bit like on the same page as us, a little hazy-minded.
A little loopy,
because Ken says, this tries to be so true, but it's clearly a lie. I mean,
that's like when you're deep in the rabbit hole of this show that you don't even know what's real anymore.
And then Kia says, when it's too obvious that your first story was a lie, you try to make your true story sound like a lie.
See, yeah, that's where you, that's like, you can easily overthink.
Dude, you guys got some solid fans.
Yeah. They don't fuck around. They like to play this game.
They're fucking legit.
And they like to party on Friday nights.
Oh, they do? Hey, guys, head down to the Viper Room. You'll find
Oh, what was your thing? I'm a hardy partier.
Radical dude with a rock and roll attitude. You know what my drink of choice was?
What's that?
Southern
Wild
Comfort.
Turkey.
Wild Turkey, huh?
Yeah, Wild Turkey.
Like Wild Turkey Coke? Just straight Wild Turkey
straight
on rocks?
Wild Turkey.
Rocks are neat.
Neat.
Oof, boy, you'd like to drink that.
Oh, yeah, bro.
Yeah, you need to stop. When you're under 25 and your go-to is Wild Turkey Neat, I'm glad you got your shit together.
Well, that was the
first, a fast piss.
I know, right?
Really, I think him saying he had to piss was a lie.
That was.
I even rinsed the hands off. I promise.
That was the first thing I ever got drunk off of, and the last thing I got drunk off.
Well, that's apropos.
Well, Chappelle, let me ask you: do you still like older women that look kind of rough and rock and roll?
Come on now.
What race was she?
She was white.
White.
She was blonde.
All right.
Oh yeah, you said blonde.
Long,
yeah,
blonde hair.
But that
hair,
blonde could be
hair,
anything.
Her hair was really good. I remember that.
Jessica said she can dye her hair color. Yeah.
But you said her face was like busted up, like she had bad skin.
Busted, yeah.
I made my decision.
Was she pretty, but just had bad skin?
I mean, she had a thicker body that I was like, okay.
Okay.
Do we want to recap either one of these stories real quick?
Okay, well...
Wait.
What we're going to do now... What we do now is Austin does a recap of all the stories.
Yep.
Well, we're going to do like one set first, and then we vote, and then we'll recap the other one, and we'll vote.
When do we reveal?
At the end, after end of all of it.
And not
after
everybody votes. We say,
he's going to do a recap of your first stories, and then we all vote?
We don't look at y'all.
No, sure, totally. Because you get to vote on his, too. He's just going to recap your first story.
No, I'm talking about the recap. Oh, he's just reading it out to me.
Yeah. Just so the fans can get caught up.
I thought we like didn't pay attention. Yeah, like you guys huddled.
What did
you
have?
I know, right? No. You guys were in a huddle.
Let's start with David, though.
Hostetter said this room sounds like weed and TheraFlu right now.
He's right about one.
He's not wrong.
And Kia's on her way to the store, so hopefully we'll see you tonight, right. Kia. Awesome. Cool. All right, so story one for David.
Yep.
Once upon a time in 1997, he was the only one with a truck, and it had a stick shift. So he took some guys to the store in a very Texas move. He asked them to get him a Dr. Pepper. They go in without him.
Texas would have been a Mountain Dew.
No, Dr. Pepper is a Texas drink. They're
it
born
is
and
Texas
raised.
Drink?
They actually make it in Dublin, Texas.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. They even have Dublin Dr. Pepper where they use real cane sugar. Come on now.
Thank you.
Thank all you. Right.
I believe that's true.
Yeah, that is a fact. So they go in without him, but suddenly they come running out shouting gang words, and he suddenly becomes...
Gang words?
Shouting gang words.
He became an accessory to robbery that quick. So story two, a long time ago, he was about 8 years old and lived in a trailer park with spiky hair and a babysitter named Patty, and maybe a boyfriend of Patty's named Jeff.
He did not live in a trailer park.
No. This was right before the trailer park.
Right before the trailer park.
Yeah.
One night they're shooting off jumping jack fireworks, racial slur, I don't know. Someone hurls one towards his head and lights his spiky hair on fire because there's hairspray in it like Michael Jackson Pepsi commercial thing. So he dives into some water like a cartoon character of sorts, and it puts the fire out, and the guy that shot him rescues him from drowning.
Did you cut your hair after that, or what had happened?
Didn't have to. It was all burn off.
Yeah, it actually did have to give
all up. Burn off?
No, it wasn't all burn off. It didn't all burn.
You had to go like buzz cut?
Because you landed in the water pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah, it didn't get cut that
short. This one's hard.
We did have to cut it, but it didn't get cut that short. I will never forget the smell.
Wait, how old were you at the time?
About 8.
Mm.
You're getting real fidgety right
I
now.
I think I know my vote.
Real fidgety.
Okay.
Did you immediately think of the song, Ooh, That Smell?
That smell that's around you.
No.
Wait. Both of his stories are very distinct. Stench smells and Jerome and burnt hair.
All right. I'm locked in on both my answers.
Real already.
Okay,
well, what do you think?
What's your vote on David then?
I think that the second story is true. Actually, even though it's crazier, I think the second story is true with the guy getting hit by a train. I don't know why you would make something that random up unless you're some sort of
watched Joe Dirt.
Unless he remembers it from Joe Dirt.
And
why would he do that knowing these fans probably also have seen Joe Dirt?
Yeah.
It's a pretty popular movie.
Well, yeah, but
and I think
older,
the first story with the Jerome character, like no other people were named. Every single person was named in the second story.
Kind
the only
of.
Person we knew was Jerome, and then you got two other guys in the back that are nameless.
Yeah, what were the other
nobody
guys
ever
like?
Really got in trouble.
Travis and then Travis's older brother. I don't remember his older brother's name.
You might have just switched me up right there.
I think that your second story is the true one. Your first story was the lie. That's final answer on you. What about you?
Okay.
Well, I'm leaning toward the second one being the lie because he didn't...
You're leaning towards taking an ambulance home. Yeah. You think second story's a lie? You're going to disagree with me.
He didn't know Jeff's name. And it's a big leap to have somebody's legs cut off and still think that's kind of vindication.
I feel bad now. I think
for my reasons,
accident.
You're taking the opposite.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because...
I feel bad. I think I just remembered his name.
What's his name?
Brian.
Jeff is Brian?
I think so, yeah.
I'm changing everything.
No, no, no. Yeah, Jeff is Brian. I'm pretty sure Jeff is Brian.
Fuck.
The more I thought about it, I was like, no, I remember Patty and Brian, Patty and Brian. We said that a lot because they were dating. I had to be.
I'm going to stick to my guns because I already said final answer.
I'm with you.
You think second story is true? Yeah, first story, okay, all right.
Do you think the first one is
Lacey
the lie?
And I agree.
Yeah.
I think the second story is the lie.
So you're going against Chappelle and I?
Yes.
You swayed me, actually, I think.
Okay.
The first one would be.
I do that to straight men.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Okay. everybody online is pretty much thinking the first one's a lie, I think, if I remember correctly.
From okay.
Earlier, if not, set me straight, guys. But I think everybody.
So the three of us are in the majority of what everybody online thinks.
Yeah.
Is that second one's true?
And the first one's a lie.
First one's a lie.
I don't know. The fact that Ken thinks the first is a lie makes me want to go the other way. But what do you think, Victor, Mike?
I'm going the other way. I think that first one's true.
Thank you, Mike.
So, yeah. Mike.
Because I can see it in the second story that maybe his details will be a little foggy. Because if he was 8 years old, this is a retelling of what he heard. So
sure.
It sounds even crazier to him because he doesn't really remember that he was like 8.
Right.
He's only heard the retelling.
You had to tell your mom, didn't you?
Patty told her.
What had happened?
Yeah.
So did your mom come back and be like, hey, guess what? That guy that threw a firecracker at you lost his legs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we want to do his? Do we want to do both of his first, or do we want to do a reveal
she got
here?
Off the phone.
Reveal here.
Okay. Reveal here.
I was like,
Okay. So
what's the answer?
We all voted. Which one is it?
Do you want me to reveal it right
now?
Yep.
Right now.
Yeah.
So the story about the hair.
Second story.
Getting caught on fire, falling into the water. That's the true story.
Yeah. Man,
fuck you guys.
So
you suck at your podcast.
You bring fireworks around me, I want to fucking fight you. That shit makes me so mad.
Is there anything true about the first story, or you just made that up?
No, there is something true about the story. I did have the truck. I did go with the guys to a store one
time. Is Jerome a real person?
Yeah, and he stank like a motherfucker.
Okay.
That part's real.
Yeah.
That part's real.
That was something about the Jerome.
We went to the store, and we came out, and then when we went home, he told me one time that they did a beer run there where they like ran out with beer.
Okay.
He just told me that they left with beer, but it didn't happen around me, so I just made up all the part about them robbing somebody.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Got you. Felicia is good at this show.
All right, let's recap.
All right, let's do your recap. Ladies and gentlemen, Chappelle Lacey's two stories.
All right, his first story, he is a diehard punk rock nerd and cheerleader and had a stinky-ass friend in high school that he used to play with, music with, that is. Yeah, one time...
Your dick stinks!
Can we get a fucking clarification on that?
Speaking of, one time he saw his favorite band, GBH, at a Circle Jerk or something like that, and his favorite singer was on stage singing, and Chappelle sees the opportunity to bum rush the stage and join in, and despite security's best attempts to hit him in the head and keep him from going up there, the singer pulls him up and he gets to finish the song on stage, and a true dream come true. Story two, he is a radical dude with a rock and roll attitude.
Ooh.
And
I was like,
he was living in Orange County in 2013 doing competitive cheerleading, winning rings and whatnot. And
first, what I
don't know why that made me laugh so hard, but that was hilarious. And winning rings and whatnot.
I did add that one.
I love it. I'm sure you did. Well done,
that's
sir.
So
thank
beautiful.
You.
Yeah.
For his birthday, he goes to see Boots Electric at the Viper Room, and his friend's girlfriend starts groping him. He ends up hooking up with her.
It was a total stranger.
He ends up hooking up with a stranger and her boots and kissing her crater face, and he missed the show.
What if that couple, what if they do that? What if that's just something they do?
I had thought that.
That could be.
I had thought that.
Yeah, at 49, that's not super, it's more likely at 49 than younger, right?
Yep, and especially in that like sort of rock and roll kind of world, like that's just a thing they might be into.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I think if that could be true.
I am positive the second story is true.
I think
you're
so,
you're positive?
Positive. The way he answered every detail about fucking and the way he had that testosterone, dude. When you're a dude and you know you had this one crazy sexual experience, you remember it forever. His details were like, this happened yesterday. And then when he was on stage, and then notice how he's like, and then, ta-da, I did a backflip. No one even asked him about the backflip in the first story.
Did you know Jason was co-hosting today?
No.
Because I would think that maybe he thought that he could fool the room by like looking around and saying, oh, yeah, they wouldn't know anything about punk rock. You know, like, well, except for maybe Jessica. She has that appearance, but.
She doesn't even know Fraggle Rock right now. She's fucking so cuckoo for Cocoa
Puff.
I think the second story is true. I think the second story is true. And I think the first story, like we were saying earlier, is, I do think you went to that show. I do think that it was your two favorite bands. I do think that you went alone. But I think that in your daydream world of being that kid that was in that bad situation, that you daydreamed about, that would be so cool if I went up there and sang. Or maybe somebody else did that.
Saw a video of it.
Did nobody else try to get on stage when he said that?
Yeah. People succeeded.
Oh, other people did get up there?
Mm-hmm. But they were
that's
just,
not a comment.
They just stage dove.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you were the only one that sang. You got this.
Yeah, when he pulled me up, yeah.
Second story's true.
What do you think?
So, here's the thing.
You don't like black people.
I've got to pee.
That's what I'm narrowing it down to. You're a white Power Ranger. <It's> very accurate.
Lacy, that was great. So funny, dude.
I mean, not far off, but...
some of them.
No, I think it sounds like we had backwards lives growing up because I was never into punk rock. I hated the punk rock. I hated it.
What music did you like?
I listened to
hip-hop and R&B
and country, both. I listened to country at home because my mom was super ready.
How about that new song, right? Then, Old Town Road.
Yeah, I like it. I actually like it. People give it a lot of shit, but I love it.
You two seem like you would dance together to that.
I would. Yeah. Here's the thing. I think... the first story about him singing, all the pieces seem to be more realistic except for the head punch thing. That's the thing that's throwing me off. Mm. The last story, I feel like, because we've all had a lot of close calls where a chick was messing with us, some stuff was going on, there was some groping, you started thinking about what was going to happen. And then
I've had sex with a stranger at a concert.
I love how we just ate that. That was beautiful. We just. It's like we went back to eating our food. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you're about to tell a lie or I just thought you were going to go somewhere with it, but you just let that bird fly around the room.
When I used to do that shit on my podcast, people would think the audio would cut out. Yeah. So I intentionally clear my throat so they know I'm just not speaking.
Well, I know that y'all aren't here all the time, but Jessica pretty much reveals a new place that she had sex in every single week. I mean, it's...
So here's what I think happened with this. I think he almost fucked that chick, but I'm going the
other. You're going one.
Yeah.
Story one is true.
It's against my... Because I think you're a good dude, and I think that you got close, and she was feeling on you. But I think, first of all, super punk rock nerd, you're really going to miss Electric Boots.
Mm, Boots no. Electric.
Ooh. Boots Electric.
You fucked that up.
Only gone for what, 5 minutes?
No, I missed it.
You missed
the
whole thing?
See, that's what I don't understand. How did you miss the whole show?
I think you almost fucked that chick, and you thought about...
I'm changing mine.
Yep, I'm right.
You didn't miss the whole show. Right. It's a quick bang, bang, yep, out of there.
Exactly. Change your mind.
Yeah, how long are they on stage? 40 minutes? Come on, man. You weren't in the bathroom.
Have you seen Boots? They do 2 minutes.
Oh, was that? No.
Fuck. That's it. The second story is fucking lie.
But everybody online thinks that the first story is the lie. And real quick, somebody's fact checking. What year was it that you did the concert singing thing?
Which one?
They're not Googling it, but he thinks he has some stored information. 04. Because Hostetter says, I don't think the Circle Jerks were together in 2000.
Yes, they were. I remember it clearly.
I 100% believe
just
you
the messenger,
that.
Just the messenger.
All right, I'm going the other way.
You can Google because they did.
We can't Google.
The only thing.
That's against the rules.
Oh, damn.
Now, I tell you what went under the radar for me was, you're right, how did he miss the whole thing?
The whole concert.
That, to me, now makes me.
You know what?
And then the only thing about story one that made me think it was very true is the way you reacted when I said how much of this was a highlight of your life. And you acted in a very organic, natural way.
So can I reveal?
That made me believe.
No, hold on.
Wait, everybody else has a vote.
Wait a minute.
Because I'll reveal.
Wait, careful.
Yeah, so the second story to me is a lie.
Mike, you haven't voted yet.
Yeah. Mike, what's
neither
your?
Neither is Mike.
And Mike. Yeah. Whoever was the first one to say, how did he miss that whole band set?
David.
That's fucking crazy. Because I was going to say.
I thought that and I had a brain fart. Completely forgot about
that. Is that what you were wanting to say earlier?
Yeah,
yeah, I mean, I was going to say before.
You did say that.
He had
wild turkey dick.
I want to believe that first story is true because I'm rooting for you, Chappelle. That's the coolest story ever. If that happened for you, that's the coolest story.
I think the second story is cool.
If you're at the Viper Room, if I remember, they have single bathrooms. Am I right? And people would have been dying to get in there to use the bathroom and would have been banging on the door.
Been dying to get in there while the band's on stage?
I have a different reason, though.
Yeah, if you got to pee. They would go in, pee quickly, and come back out.
Listen.
No, they said men's room stall, so you can urinate. The urinals are in there. If he's in a stall in the men's room and there's a urinals in there.
I lost my virginity in a mall bathroom.
What did I tell you? This episode's a twofer.
Everybody, that's a double today.
What the hell?
I just learned about the prison thing. I just learned about the conjugal visit.
Good job, Michael.
You went and had sex in a mall bathroom? Hey, there's families there.
And no wonder your teeth are falling out.
Please don't ask her who she had sex with.
Here's the thing. Hey, listen, we've known each other kind of around here, but yeah. This is the first time I've ever really talked to you.
Extensively.
I get the vibe from him that if I was here with my girl and we talked for a minute, because he said he had a really good conversation with this dude and he was vibing about punk music. I don't think you're the type of dude to fuck my girl when I walk.
That's a good point.
I just think you're too much of a good dude.
He's not drinking.
I think you're too good of a dude to do that.
But he's not drinking. He was drinking back then.
So you're either a liar or more of a piece of shit than I think you are.
No, he just got, in his defense, it's your 26th birthday. You just got to LA for the first time. You're at the Viper Room for the first time. You're seeing one of the artists you like. You're high on life.
I think she was groping him. I think she may have been touching him. And he probably jerked off to the thought of what would have happened, but I don't think it actually
this morning.
You want the reveal?
We're ready?
Mike, what was your vote?
Fuck.
I'm nervous. I guess I think the second one can't be true because of that. How do you miss the whole set thing?
Yeah, right. That's what. Okay. That's
so you're going first story's true.
Somehow,
yeah. First story's true.
First story's true. He's saying
second
story.
You and I say, and you say for. Am I the only one that says second story's true?
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is insane that I'm voting first story.
Fuck.
No, everybody online said the first was the last, so they're all with you.
Okay.
I agree. It's insane. It feels insane to be voting first story true, but I just can't get over that detail.
You ready?
Yeah.
James online said his body language in second story tells me he's lying. So, James, your vote's out there.
You ready?
Ooh, wow.
The first story's true.
Yeah!
You know what I said?
Yeah!
He's totally right.
Yeah!
Even as an alcoholic... Even as an alcoholic, I would not fuck someone's girl like that.
Yeah,
I'm not that kind of dude. Yeah,
you're
a
good dude.
The first story.
Just putting what he would have done.
Yeah.
So
that did happen. You were totally right. She did put her hands down my pants. Stuff
okay.
Like that. But then, so what happened was, while they were playing, the boyfriend comes back from getting them drinks and he starts fingering her, and that's when I was like, oh. You guys are good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
And I took her hand because she had her hands in her pants.
While he's fingering her?
Yeah. And so I took her hand out.
So we were right about the type of couple they were.
Yeah. So, but, and then the first story, yes, it's completely true.
That's amazing.
That is one of the biggest moments.
Punching him in the head?
Yeah.
Well, that's what made me think it was true is how emotional you were about that being a highlight of your life.
Holding me down super fucking tight. And that's all I hear is just because he wouldn't let me up. And I was squirming, trying to get up. And he would not let me up. And all I just hear is, get the fuck off him. Get the fuck off him. And then fucking Keith Moore straight up.
Did you do a backflip?
I did do a backflip.
Son of a bitch, you.
And so what's so funny, I wish I could find the comment.
That's
someone,
his thing.
Someone was like, yo, I remember seeing this dude at Circle Jerks GBH. And he knew the whole story.
Really?
Wow.
He got up there and sang and did a fucking backflip on the stage. Yeah, so that is a very true story. And the reason why.
God, you were so good with my questions that I was drinking your Kool-Aid.
So the passion.
You are not creative with your lies, though, in the boots and the boots.
I know I sucked at that one. I literally did that right now, but I was like, "Oh, Sunset Viper Room." But the thing about that is that the abuse I went through was so heavy that I any escape I had, I was there.
Well, I believe that. I believed you went alone,
and so that was when that was the thing that solidified punk rock for me because I was like, "Oh, we fuck with each other. We're
all in this together.
We're all in this together." And that was a thing that fucking clicked with me when that fucking happened. And people talk about it today.
Kia said, I think I hate people and I should rethink life. Not done really well during the games, Kia.
You were the whole story with the, you're he was an alcoholic, the way he explained.
Yeah.
Cause I've had so many homies do that.
Sure. So of course, yeah, absolutely.
And I'm pretty sure you've
I'm one of them.
he was so good. He goes, "You're a good dude."
Yeah, I could tell.
He just
the minute that wasn't even a factor for me because if you're that much of a drunk back then and you're younger, so you're not even a good drinker yet.
Mm-hmm.
But when you said, how did you miss the whole set?
And I could tell you why I would never do that. I've always had this like respect for women because of like cheerleading and the respect of like their shit.
I didn't even think about
that. So I've always been like,
why would we respect women?
I know, right? So I've always been like a gentleman in that sense.
Well, I'm
but like the alcoholic in me was like, yeah, let her finish the hand job. Yeah. But then, you know, once it got too weird, you're good, motherfucker.
I think I'm kind of similar to you.
Damn, that was good.
Check it out. My dad wasn't around a lot, so my mom and my sister kind of raised me.
I had
a lot of respect for women too, and I've been in a situation similar to that, and I caught myself like pushing the girl's hand away and then going, wait, she's trying to touch your dick. Why are you telling her no? And I'm like, man, just stop.
Damn, you're good. Because
I'm like, she's drunk and I'm not that dude. So I got that vibe.
Yeah, damn.
All right,
this was a good show today.
Thank you guys.
Great show.
This is great. So
I didn't think Jessica was going to make it through it, but I'm really
she's back. Still awake.
Welcome back, Jessica. All right.
Where can we find you guys?
I do a lot on Instagram at Chappelle Lacey.
Okay, you got anything coming up or anything with you want to promote or?
Bro, you fucked me up.
What the fuck?
Is there a bat in the room?
Jessica, you said something in my drink.
I know. We'll all be at the dentist in the morning.
I know, right?
It's 106 degrees.
Dentist.
It is hot as fuck.
Not that I can think of. I posted.
Follow him and enjoy.
Chappelle Lacey on everything,
he's
right?
He's got a lot coming up. Everything. See, he's doing great.
Yeah. For me, it's just David C. Smalley. It's Instagram, Twitter, and davidcsmalley.com. All my tour dates are there. I'm doing stuff at the Oyster House and Comedy Store.
He'll be at the Viper Room.
I got a
room.
Show right here September 21st.
He'll be at the Viper Room.
In the men's stall.
In the men's stall.
Master. $10 ticket.
To Dirty Diana.
Yeah.
At the Teeb. At the Teeb on Twitter. You can find all my dates there. And as always, please listen to Punch Drunk Sports that I do with Ari Shaffir and Sam Tripoli. We're having our big 8-year anniversary show in the main room of the Comedy Store in February. So get tickets to that. It'll probably not sell out. So
I don't want to start drama in the Punch Drunk world, but somebody did comment on here, and I forgot who. I apologize. It said that you carry the show on Punch Drunk.
So that's just because Sam and I are never there. That's the only reason.
A very big fan. I don't want to start any drama, but I
appreciate you.
I'm the Austin Walker on everything. Follow our Instagram, The Liars Club 1, and Twitter, Liars_Club. We have two Belly Room shows coming up in the next 2 months. September 25th is a Wednesday, and October 29th is a Tuesday. So put those on your calendars. Come down, Ken.
Friday of the month at the Ice House.
We're also there at the Ice House. Yes.
And also, please follow Felicia Michaels.
Yes. Felicia Michaels.
I was her stunt double today, so thank you for having me.
Watch Curves on Amazon Prime and leave it a review. Yeah. That's our big documentary on there.
Are you in town September 21st?
Hey, not right now. Wait a minute, guys. Mike.
I was about to do something fun.
Mike.
Wait, maybe we should get it done. What were we going to ask him about the 21st?
Can you do the show?
Yeah, I think so.
I
got one slot left if you want.
Yeah, let's book that motherfucker.
He had to look in the space again.
I know, because I'm like,
free.
That's it. That's all I want to know.
That's the wild turkey that just like,
yeah.
It's the hard blade too. Yeah, like. Right.
And he looked around like he was moving. I looked over my head like, what is he doing?
I know.
Mike, where can people find you?
Follow the Unfunny Network on YouTube. My podcast with Mike Mazzalotti, Lunch Money, goes live Mondays at 9:30 p.m. And I'm at the Hollywood Improv tomorrow in the main room at 8. Check me out.
Awesome, man.
Boom.
Awesome.
All right.
Also, go Gators and beat Miami tomorrow. Big game. Big game.
Good luck to you.
All right. I'm at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. You can find me. We have a new, I keep saying this, but an animation is going to be coming out with Bert Kreischer. Very soon.
Yeah, we actually did get some clips this week, so we're not lying this time.
On the YouTube. That will be soon.
Not a lie, is that true?
Take a moment. If you're watching us right now, please just take a break. Head over to the Liars Club YouTube and subscribe there so you can get that.
Beautiful.
Check out, you mentioned our live shows.
Beautiful.
I have to end this.
It has to come to an end at some point.
And you.
Bro,
Chappelle, shut the fuck up.
Oh, she's going to kill you.
This is my thing, okay? And you. I've been lied to.
There's some good drugs that she's on. Right. So you gotta be careful.
I thought she was like fucking nodding off.